Welcome to another Train to Gay Radio production with Danny Palmer.
My name is Robert Ramsey. I'm on the art and animation course and I'm from Glasgow in Scotland.
Okay, Robert, what first got you into video games?
I've been into video games since the days of the Atari 2600, since the Commodore 64, since the Spectrum Amstrad right through to present day. So I've always had a passion for playing games.
And when did you decide you wanted a career in the games industry, and why have you chosen to attempt that with Train to Game?
I've always wanted to be in the industry since I was young, and I've tried to get into the industry, like approaching companies and showing them maybe some of the work that I do in general, and then they maybe say, like, you need to do more work on this, you need to do more work on that. So I've basically been bouncing back and forward since maybe I was about 20 or something, and now I think the course will help me shape things up better, get a good enough folio to actually approach in confidence and maybe actually get a job in the industry. So I've always wanted to do it since I was a kid, and I still want to do it. I'm still a big kid at heart, so it won't stop.
And why did you choose the art and animation course in particular?
Because I've did a little bit of like coding and stuff like that, and I'm pretty sound at all those things. I can pretty much do what I need to in those areas. I've always been a little bit arty as well, and I lack any decent animation skills. So I figure the course would help me to get all the mechanisms in play to get animation working for me. Instead of it being a frustration, then I can actually produce high quality work and do it the right way. And plus, it's a more creative course. I love seeing people's work. What they do, and I love to encourage people as well.
Okay, Robert, so what's your view on the future of gaming then?
The future of gaming, I do see the 3D side of things coming more into play. People like, I don't know if you've ever watched a film like Gamer or, you know, Tron or Lawnmower Man, things like that. I mean, everything that we put into movies is basically a kind of predicament of what we might want in the future, like Star Trek gadgets, you know, flip phones, basically they're here now. So my perception is, like, we're going to have these 3D goggles, we're going to get immersed into games a bit more. We might even learn skills just by sitting in the house, you know, being absorbed into a video game that might teach us some trade, it might teach us some skill. So there'll be a kind of merging of things, I think, in the future. Even teaching as well, like if we want to learn something, we need to catch up in some subject, then, you know, there could be an interactive learning thing. That's the typical sort of way I'd like to see it go, is that you're not losing anything, you're maybe gaining something from it, and you're using as much technology as you can to keep using that software to be entertained at the same time.
And away from video games, what do you do? What's your job?
I own my own tiling company, and I employ just one other tiler at the minute, but there's me and this other guy, and we now and again we take on young people that leave school, maybe take them on for 3 to 6 months to train them up a little bit to see how they cope. I've been sort of running this business for the last 5 years, and it's steady, it's okay. It gives me the time I need to do what I want in the course, plus it pays for the course as well, and it's still got that creative element to it, and the whole planning things out and creating a finished product is basically going to help me shape up how I want to run maybe a games company in the future, which is more or less my intention. But ideally, I would work in the industry first before deciding on that.
And speaking of time management and the projects, tell us about your project Mage and how it came together.
Yeah, Mage is one of those games that kind of enticed me, and a little bit creative-wise, nothing was made for it. It was just Jimmy Almqvist, a Swedish programmer, who was looking for... You know, he was recruiting basically just for royalties to help support make his game. I thought, well, I need a nice clean sheet to start on. Let's see what his side of it is. He's really good at UScript in Unreal using UDK. That to me was like, that's what I was looking for. I was looking for someone that knew how to do technical things using variables. And so when I seen his side and he seen my side, we kind of got, yeah, that's good. We're complementing each other all the way, and it's kind of built up to a stage where I'm like, now, like, we need this, we need that, we need structure now. At the same time, I'm trying to jump in and adopt a business-like attitude to it so that everything's well-structured and doesn't fall apart too soon.